Hi, this is Danny Whitaker with Devoted to Scripture. I'm reading through the Bible in a year and sharing my reading with you. This is day 67 of our journey. Moses continues to call Israel to be faithful, and he explains that God knows the secret things beyond our comprehension, while we, as humans, only know what has been revealed to us. We must learn to trust him to show us what is best. All throughout the book, Moses has set before them the covenant, and with it, he has given a choice, life or death, blessings or curses. He pleads with them to choose life so that they can live well in the land. Then, in his final act, Moses commissions Joshua as the next leader of Israel. He must be strong and courageous to lead them into the land God has promised to them. Join me in Deuteronomy 29-31 to learn the joys of serving God and the trials of rejecting him. Deuteronomy 29. These are the words of the covenant that the Lord commanded Moses to make with the people Israel in the land of Moab, in addition to the covenant he had made with them at Horeb. Moses proclaimed to all Israel as follows, "You have seen all that the Lord did in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh, all his servants, and his land. Your eyes have seen the great judgments, those signs and mighty wonders. But to this very day the Lord has not given you an understanding mind, perceptive eyes, or discerning ears. I have led you through the wilderness for 40 years. Your clothing has not worn out, nor have your sandals deteriorated. You have eaten no bread and drunk no wine or beer, all so that you might know that I am the Lord your God. When you came to this place, King Sihon of Heshbon and King Og of Bashan came out to make war, and we defeated them. Then we took their land and gave it as an inheritance to Reuben, Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh. Therefore, keep the terms of this covenant and obey them so that you may be successful in everything you do. You are standing today, all of you, before the Lord your God, the heads of your tribes, your elders, your officials, every Israelite man, your infants, your wives, and the resident foreigners living in your encampment, those who chop wood and those who carry water, so that you may enter by oath into the covenant the Lord your God is making with you today. Today he will affirm that you are his people and that he is your God, just as he promised you and as he swore by oath to your ancestors Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It is not with you alone that I am making this covenant by oath, but with whoever stands with us here today before the Lord our God, as well as those not with us here today. For you know how we lived in the land of Egypt and how we crossed through the nations as we traveled. You have seen their detestable things and idols of wood, stone, silver, and gold. Beware that the heart of no man, woman, clan, or tribe among you turns away from the Lord your God today to pursue and serve the gods of those nations. Beware that there is among you no root producing poisonous and bitter fruit. When such a person hears the words of this oath, he secretly blesses himself and says, I will have peace, though I continue to walk with a stubborn spirit. This will destroy the watered ground with the parched. The Lord will be unwilling to forgive him, and his intense anger will rage against that man. All the curses written in this scroll will fall upon him, and the Lord will obliterate his name from memory. The Lord will single him out for judgment from all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant written in this scroll of the law. The generation to come, your descendants who will rise up after you, as well as the foreigner who will come from distant places, will see the afflictions of that land and the illnesses that the Lord has brought on it. The whole land will be covered with brimstone, salt, and burning debris. It will not be planted, nor will it sprout or produce grass. It will resemble the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboim, which the Lord destroyed in his intense anger. Then all the nations will ask, why has the Lord done all this to this land? What is this fierce, heated display of anger all about? Then people will say, because they abandoned the covenant of the Lord, the God of their ancestors, which he made with them when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. They went and served other gods and worshipped them, gods they did not know and that he did not permit them to worship. That is why the Lord's anger erupted against this land, bringing on it all the curses written in this scroll. So the Lord has uprooted them from their land in anger, wrath, and great rage, and has deported them to another land, as is clear today. Secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those that are revealed belong to us and our descendants forever, so that we might obey all the words of this law. Deuteronomy 30. When you have experienced all these things, both the blessings and the curses I have set before you, you will reflect upon them in all the nations where the Lord your God has banished you. Then, if you and your descendants turn to the Lord your God and obey him with your whole mind and being, just as I am commanding you today, the Lord your God will reverse your captivity and have pity on you. He will turn and gather you from all the peoples among whom he has scattered you. Even if your exiles are in the most distant land, from there the Lord your God will gather you and bring you back. Then he will bring you to the land your ancestors possessed, and you will possess it. He will do better for you and multiply you more than he did your ancestors. The Lord your God will also cleanse your heart and the hearts of your descendants so that you may love him with all your mind and being so that you may live. Then the Lord your God will put all these curses on your enemies, on those who hate you and persecute you. You will return and obey the Lord, keeping all his commandments I am giving you today. The Lord your God will make the labor of your hands abundantly successful and multiply your children, the offspring of your cattle and the produce of your soil. For the Lord will once more rejoice over you to make you prosperous, just as he rejoiced over your ancestors. If you obey the Lord your God and keep his commandments and statutes that are written in this scroll of the law. But you must turn to him with your whole mind and being. This commandment I am giving you today is not too difficult for you, nor is it too remote. It is not in heaven, as though one must say, "Who will go up to heaven to get it for us and proclaim it to us so we may obey it?" And it is not across the sea, as though one must say, "Who will cross over to the other side of the sea and get it for us and proclaim it to us so we may obey it?" For the thing is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your mind so that you can do it. Look, I have set before you today life and prosperity on the one hand, and death and disaster on the other. What I am commanding you today is to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to obey his commandments, his statutes, and his ordinances. Then you will live and become numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you are about to possess. However, if you turn aside and do not obey, but are lured away to worship and serve other gods, I declare to you this very day that you will certainly perish. You will not extend your time in the land you are crossing the Jordan to possess. Today I invoke heaven and earth as a witness against you that I have set life and death, blessing and curse before you. Therefore choose life so that you and your descendants may live. I also call on you to love the Lord your God, to obey him and be loyal to him, for he gives you life and enables you to live continually in the land the Lord promised to give to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Deuteronomy 31. Then Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel. He said to them, "Today I am 120 years old. I am no longer able to get about, and the Lord has said to me, 'You will not cross the Jordan.' As for the Lord your God, he is about to cross over before you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you will dispossess them. As for Joshua, he is about to cross before you, just as the Lord has said. The Lord will do to them just what he did to Sihon and Og, the Amorite kings, and to their land, which he destroyed. The Lord will deliver them over to you, and you will do to them according to the whole commandment I have given you. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or tremble before them, for the Lord your God is the one who is going with you. He will not fail you or abandon you." Then Moses called out to Joshua in the presence of all Israel, "Be strong and courageous, for you will accompany these people to the land that the Lord promised to give their ancestors, and you will enable them to inherit it. The Lord is indeed going before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or abandon you. Do not be afraid or discouraged." Then Moses wrote down this law and gave it to the Levitical priests who carry the Ark of the Lord's covenant and to all Israel's elders. He commanded them, "At the end of 7 years, at the appointed time of the cancellation of debts, at the Feast of Shelters, when all Israel comes to appear before the Lord your God in the place he chooses, you must read this law before them within their hearing. Gather the people, men, women, and children, as well as the resident foreigners in your villages, so they may hear and thus learn about and fear the Lord your God and carefully obey all the words of this law. Then their children, who have not known this law, will also hear about and learn to fear the Lord your God for as long as you live in the land you are crossing the Jordan to possess." Then the Lord said to Moses, "The day of your death is near. Summon Joshua and present yourselves in the tent of meeting so that I can commission him." So Moses and Joshua presented themselves in the tent of meeting. The Lord appeared in the tent in a pillar of cloud that stood above the door of the tent. Then the Lord said to Moses, "You are about to die. And then these people will begin to prostitute themselves with the foreign gods of the land into which they are going. They will reject me and break my covenant that I have made with them. At that time my anger will erupt against them, and I will abandon them and hide my face from them until they are devoured. Many disasters and distresses will overcome them, so that they will say at that time, 'Have not these disasters overcome us because our God is not among us?' But I will certainly hide myself at that time because of all the wickedness they will have done by turning to other gods. Now write down for yourselves the following song and teach it to the Israelites. Put it into their very mouths, so that this song may serve as my witness against the Israelites. For after I have brought them to the land I promised to their ancestors, one flowing with milk and honey, and they eat their fill and become fat, then they will turn to other gods and worship them. They will reject me and break my covenant. Then, when many disasters and distresses overcome them, this song will testify against them, for their descendants will not forget it. I know the intentions they have in mind today, even before I bring them to the land I have promised. So on that day, Moses wrote down this song and taught it to the Israelites. And the Lord commissioned Joshua, son of Nun, "Be strong and courageous, for you will take the Israelites to the land I have promised them, and I will be with you." When Moses finished writing on a scroll the words of this law in their entirety, he commanded the Levites who carried the Ark of the Lord's covenant, "Take this scroll of the law and place it beside the Ark of the covenant of the Lord your God. It will remain there as a witness against you. For I know about your rebellion and stubbornness. Indeed, even while I have been living among you to this very day, you have rebelled against the Lord. You will be even more rebellious after my death. Gather to me all your tribal elders and officials, so I can speak to them directly about these things, and call the heavens and the earth to witness against them. For I know that after I die, you will totally corrupt yourselves and turn away from the path I have commanded you to walk. Disaster will confront you in the days to come, because you will act wickedly before the Lord, inciting him to anger because of your actions." Then Moses recited the words of this song from start to finish in the hearing of the whole assembly of Israel. Thank you for joining me on our shared walk through Scripture today. Devotion to Scripture doesn't begin and end here. My prayer is that you will be encouraged to dig deeper and spend some additional time in God's Word today. If you're looking for a great place to start, check the episode description where you will always find a few key verses from the day's reading to reflect on further. I'd love to hear from you. How is God using this podcast to help you grow? How can I be praying for you? Email me at devotedtoscripture@gmail.com. It's amazing seeing a passage come alive as we understand its place in the whole story of the Bible. Knowing and ultimately being a part of that story is the most important undertaking of your life. Join me tomorrow to continue the journey. Be devoted to Scripture.